to Whiplash 95.5 KLOS. My name is Full Metal Jackie. I am so excited because tonight on the show, I've got one of the most diverse singers out there, a man I'm a huge fan of. Mike Patton is with us on the show. How are you, Mike? Thank you so much for being on the show tonight. It is my problem, and I'm good with that. So, we're here to talk about, obviously, your most recent project. The self-titled debut from the band Dead Cross is out now. You're singing on it. And initially, you approached Dead Cross about releasing their album on your label. Had you already envisioned what you could add to this music when they asked you to join?
To be honest, no. And I just thought it was a really good band, and based on the people that were involved, I was like, and I hadn't heard it, like a note of the music, and I was like, I want to release it. And so I hit up Lombardo, about that very thing, and he goes, we're talking to a few labels. So I figured, maybe it won't, work out. And normally when bands say that, they're kind of like fishing around, and they're probably, going to get a better advance or something like that. So I figured, it's a bunch of friends of mine, but maybe they don't want to be a part of my team, and that's okay. A few weeks passed with literal radio silence, and then Dave texts me, and he goes, kind of timidly goes, Mike, Gabe just quit the band. And I know Gabe, he's the ex singer, right? And it was totally great, totally fitting for this music. And he goes, Gabe quit. And we might be looking for another singer. And I go, that sucks. And then he goes, what would you say to do it, to be a part of it? And 30 seconds later, I was like, I'm in. You want me? I'm in. I'll try it.
So you had...
I wasn't sure if it would work, but...
You had already heard the music?
Some of it, yeah.
Awesome.
But I kind of knew what it was, and I don't know. Just instinctively, I said yes, maybe before I should have. But it made sense. I'll be honest. I was going through sort of a midlife phase where I was listening to old hardcore bands that I had grown up with and kind of going, wow, this is actually really, really good. And this is still inside of me, figuring that out. And when they asked me, it was when Dave said that, I was kind of yeah, I think that vocabulary resonates with me and I think I can do it.
I mean, it seems like it was a perfect fit, when you hear the record, which
not
is awesome.
Not necessarily.
I think so.
I don't know. Well, I was busy doing a bunch of other stuff. It couldn't be more opposite. I was working on a film score and an easy listening record, and I had to put all that on hold to do this. And I don't know. All I can tell you is when you have that stuff inside of you, it's going to come out. And in my case, it comes out in maybe strange ways, and it becomes something else. So, yeah, it's a hardcore record, but, it's our hardcore record.
Mike Patton with us on the show tonight. It's Full Metal Jackie from the self-titled debut from Dead Cross. This is Seizure and Desist on Whiplash. Whiplash 95.5 KLOS. It's Full Metal Jackie. Mike Patton is on the show with us tonight. We're talking about Dead Cross. The self-titled debut is out now. And the lyrics on Dead Cross are vicious, in some cases fairly direct. Which had a greater influence on your lyrics? The heaviness of the music or the state of the world right now?
The music. Yeah, it was all about the music. And I've never written lyrics that were this, pointed or provocative, especially considering the state of the world that we live in now. So I thought it was a good opportunity to kind of go there. And I'm not really going there like, say, Jello Biafra would go there. But I'm hinting on it, and I'm also injecting a lot of humor and a lot of, nasty imagery. And I think that hopefully it helps people, think a little bit. And I'm not really a big lyric fan, to be honest. I think the music tells the story. Lyrics are just kind of background to me in most bands that I've played with. This one, I kind of took a different turn, and I don't know if it works. Who knows? It feels good. That's all I can tell you.
Full Metal Jacket still to come tonight. Ozzfest meets Knotfest tickets. Music from Iron Maiden, Metallica. Gonna give away Dead Cross vinyl. And more with our guest, Mike Patton. Whiplash on 95.5 KLOS. It's Full Metal Jacket. Mike Patton is with us on the show tonight. We're talking about the band Dead Cross, which Mike is singing for. The band also, of course, features former Slayer drummer Dave Lombardo, Justin Pearson from The Locust, Retox, and Head Wound City, and Michael Crane from Retox and Festival of Dead Deer. So far, everything about Dead Cross, writing, recording, and rehearsing, has been frantic, by the seat of your pants. How has that approach served the music to make it better?
Well, I don't know if it's better, but it's like the only way that we know how of to do it. So, like, I joined this band after they were already a band, understand? And they had a singer. So, in a sense, the only thing that I can compare it to is, like, when I joined Faith No More, which was kind of similar. They had a singer who they weren't getting along with or whatever, or that singer quit or they got fired or, you know, I don't know. I don't get involved in this. But I came in after the fact. And so the Faith No More experience taught me very well how to deal with this experience, which is, hey, they hired me to do vocals. I'm not going to rewrite. I'm not going to, like, rewrite the Bible here. I'm not going to try and reinvent the wheel, so to speak. So all I did was I contributed vocals, and it came at a really, really good time where I was listening to that stuff and kind of rediscovering that stuff and also re-examining myself. Like, I thought that Phantomas would get that out of my system, but it didn't. So it's still in there, and this was a perfect way to contribute to someone else's vision and also make it comfortable for me.
Mike Patton with us on the show tonight. It's Whiplash on KLOS. It's Whiplash on KLOS. Full Metal Jacket Mike Patton is with us on the show tonight. And Mike, you mentioned earlier about the fact, I mean, Dead Cross was already established when you joined, just like Faith No More. What were some of the deja vu moments when you were working on your parts of the songs?
Oh, well, the difference is that Faith No More had a few records out, so they were, I guess, more established. So I was coming into a situation that was a little more ingrained, I should say. This one was new, and there was no record out. So what I did with this band was, and we talked about it, their previous singer had melodies and you know, vocal parts already written. And they told me, no, forget all that shit. So I'm like erasing my mind a little bit. And they go, write your own stuff. So I did. And some of it's similar, some of it's very different. So I'm not sure if that answered your question or not, but that's the way I approached it, was from a clean slate point of view, even though there was other stuff that was going on, you know, before I joined. Does that make sense?
Totally makes sense. And I feel like what you did worked. It was kind of amazing hearing the record. You know, Dave played it for me in the car when I had hung out with him, you know, a couple of months ago. Yeah. And I mean, I was just, first of all, it was so cool to hear your voice on that music. And, you know, it's not like your voice is heard on, it's not like you do guest vocal stuff or you sing for a ton of other bands. So it just was such a cool thing to hear. And I was like, holy crap, this really works. It's awesome.
It's weird. I mean, I told them, I warned them. I was like, guys, you know, when I sing on this, it's not going to be like full on 100% genre specific hardcore. It's going to be weird. I mean, there's nothing that I do that belongs anywhere. So I kind of warned them and they were like, we're up for it, man. Do your thing. And they gave me, you know, to their credit, they gave me full rein on all the tunes. Like, do whatever the f*** you want, and however it sounds, we'll deal with it. So I have to, like, tip my cap to them for giving me the freedom to do it. It wasn't like, no, you've got to be like Ian MacKaye or Henry Rollins or whoever, you know? It was, do you. And that made me feel really, really comfortable, and that's why I did it. to be honest.
It's Full Metal Jackie. This is Whiplash. Mike Patton is our guest on the show tonight. And coming up, music from Metallica. We'll give away a signed vinyl copy of the Dead Cross album and play another one of Mike's awesome bands. It is all on the way. It's Whiplash on KLOS. It's Full Metal Jackie, Mike Patton with us on the show tonight. We're talking about Dead Cross, and stylistically, you're involved in a lot of different music. What's the one element that's the same in anything that you do, whether it's Dead Cross, Phantomas, Faith No More, or scoring a Stephen King movie for Netflix?
If there was a gun to my head, I would just say the similarities between the things that I do are because I'm working with good people, and people that I trust. And I really try not to get involved in situations where maybe something could go horribly wrong. Meaning someone I don't really know or trust, I need to have a security blanket in anything I'm working on.
Full Metal Jackie with Mike Patton, who is, of course, singing for Dead Cross, Dave Lombardo's new band. Their self-titled debut is out now, and caller 25, we're going to set you up with a signed copy of the album on red vinyl, furnished by Ipecac Recordings. 800-955-KLOS. It's Whiplash and 95.5 KLOS. Full Metal Jackie, Mike Patton with us on the show tonight. We're talking about Dead Cross, and it's in the same vein as music that affected you as a kid. What changes and what's the same when you're making that kind of music as an adult?
Well, I don't know. I mean, I can only speak personally, but the way that I would describe it is this band had some of the elements that like supercharged me, like when I was a youngster, and reminded me of that. And I think the only way that I could describe it is, well, we've all had a lot of experience since we were 16. You know, me and Dave are, you know, basically, he's over 50. I'm about to turn 50. So we were like, how can we make this ours? You know? And even if I were to sit down on paper and draw out, okay, here's what a hardcore singer should do, I wouldn't follow it. You know? It's just like, I gotta do my own thing. So it's going to be impure. And I realized long ago that anything that I do with whatever band is going to be some sort of weird hybrid, some sort of bastardization of what I'm really trying to do. And that comes from, you know, experience and, I don't know, a lot of influence and many years of doing it. So, yeah, is this a hardcore record? I think so. A lot of people, you know, a lot of really close friends have told me, no, this is something else. It's something totally different. It's really exciting. And so that just proves the fact that what I'm hearing in my head is not what everyone else is hearing on the outside. You understand?
Absolutely. Mike Patton with us on the show tonight. It's Full Metal Jackie. Dead Cross, the self-titled debut, is out now. Is this, Mike, like a one-time thing for this album, or do you think that you're going to, you know, continue on with this band beyond this record?
I think we should. I mean, it's going so well, and it feels really good, and we get along really well, and I don't see any reason why we shouldn't put out another couple of records and keep touring. So, we'll see.
That's awesome.
But, you know, I've learned to not make too many promises in advance. So, who knows?
And is there anything you can share about the status of Faith No More?
No, I mean, I would share, but I don't know anything. So, we're kind of on an extended break, and if something happens, it'll happen organically and naturally, but I kind of don't think it will. I kind of feel like we've tipped the scales a little bit, but we'll see. Who knows? I mean, I've learned my lesson not to say no.
Well, you know, it was obviously so amazing to have you guys back and doing some shows, and you know, hopefully if the time is right and opportunities are right, you guys will
we'll see.
Get together and do some more.
One of those things. It's kind of like going to a family reunion and you know, get along with your uncle, and then you're like, oh, we're going to go to the next barbecue. Okay, fine. I mean, that's really the way it is with us.
And one last question about Faith No More. What are your thoughts on the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame? I mean, Faith No More is, you know, eligible. And I feel like a band that...
Really?
Yes.
What does eligible mean? Like, what does that mean?
Timing-wise, in terms of, like, when your first album came out, there's a certain amount of years.
There's, like, a criteria for that?
Yes. I'm guessing you don't pay attention to that stuff.
No. That's why I'm asking. I have no clue. No.
Is it something that...
I don't know. If that happens, wonderful. It's not fine. It never crossed my mind until you just said it. I mean, we're old enough, I guess, right? I mean,
well, I don't think it has to do with your age. I think it has to do with the age of the band and the album releases and stuff.
But yeah, that's what I mean. Age and age of the band is kind of the same.
Well, I think if it were to happen, you guys would absolutely deserve it. Just saying.
Who knows? Put in a vote for us.
All right. My vote means zilch, but I'll put in a vote for you. Mike Patton with us on the show. It's Full Metal Jackie. Pick up the latest record from Dead Cross. The self-titled debut. It's out now. Mike, thank you so much. This has been really awesome. I really appreciate it.
Thank you. I hope I didn't, let you down.
It was awesome.
All right.
Thanks for tuning in to Whiplash. I'm here Sunday nights from 9 to 11. You can hit me up on Twitter and Instagram at Full Metal Jackie. And of course, check out the Whiplash page at 95.5KLOS.com. Frazier Smith is coming up next. Going to be off next week for the holiday weekend. I'm going to leave you off with another one of Mike Patton's bands. If you're a Patton fan and you liked Faith No More, you should definitely check out Mr. Bungle. Their self-titled album came out back in 1991. It's crazy and it's amazing. Here's a song from it. Mr. Bungle with quote unquote. See ya.